This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServ USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That would be the USA, America.
It's a big old land.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Kev, most of the suggestions for the proper punishment for the Fargo Athletics trainer slash teacher that's been arrested on charges of sexual assault with a minor, one of the athletes, we can't share on the air. Because it's what do we call it? Vigilante justice.
Yeah.
Vigilante justice. And I'm not ready to go there. I am ready to, I mean, I understand the emotion of it, you know, but we are the United States. We're not like Singapore.
Yep.
And so I you know, but I think it speaks volumes that people want tougher penalties. So, you know, none of this slap on the wrist stuff and register as a sex offender or anything else. I mean, this needs to be significant jail time for doing something like this. Period. So, just going through some of the texts and off-air calls that we received during the break, and I wanted to share that with you. Our next guest is the president of March for Life. And 6 months from now, the 50th annual March for Life is happening. For half a century, hundreds of thousands of pro-life Americans have united against the crime of Roe versus Wade and shown their support for mothers and babies in our nation, which is really just amazing when you think about it. And since almost exactly a year ago, Roe versus Wade being overturned, and the court saying, hey, it was wrongly decided. The premise was wrong. It's now gone back to the states. And there's some really good things that have happened and some really bad things that have happened. And to tell us a little bit about it is the president, Jeannie Mancini. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
I know that North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota will send out a large contingent again. Been on that bus ride many times, and there's nothing like it to take in the March for Life. University of Mary, probably the biggest contingency of anybody under Monsignor Shea's leadership and other great folks as well.
I'm a huge fan of Monsignor Shea and University of Mary. I've been out there a few times myself and spoken to the students. And they, in fact, led the March for Life 1 year, too, the year after they were stuck for days in the blizzard on the highway in Pennsylvania, on Pennsylvania Turnpike. But, yes, we always welcome with wide open arms are contingent from the Midwest there, and we're just so grateful that you make the pilgrimage out to the March for Life.
So tell folks what happens on the March for Life.
Right. So the march began in 1974. This was our 50th March for Life this past year. It's hard to believe, and over the years, we've become the largest, longest-running human rights demonstration worldwide. Literally hundreds of thousands of people trek to Washington, D.C. for this annual march. And it's breathtaking just to see the sheer number of people, the reality that most of the people that are participating in this human rights event are young people, very positive, The only groups that we do not invite are groups that are pro-violence. That's where we draw the line. This is a peaceful protest. And we, in 2019, we also embarked upon a state march initiative. This year, we are in 8 states. We've already done 4. We'll be in 4, including North Dakota, in the fall as well. And then next year, we'll double that to at least 16. And we plan to double every year until we're in all 50 states at the state capitals as well. So the mission of the March for Life, what we bring to the pro-life movement, you could say, is helping pro-life Americans bear witness to the inherent dignity of the unborn person in the public square. So we unite, equip, and mobilize pro-life Americans in the public square.
And you're so right about the youth that are participating. It really, I've been at the March for Life 3-4 times, I guess, and it's inspiring. It is just inspiring to see so many young people who, you know, for 50 years said, and a lot of times they're in a bus for 20-plus hours, and, you know, it's not easy to get there from all across the country. But the youngsters that participate really should inspire everybody. And if you're pro-life and want to do something, what a neat opportunity. No doubt about it, to get to Washington, D.C. and be part of this. Now, some would say, okay, they overturned Roe versus Wade. Why are you continuing this?
Yeah, great question. So even as we are here, this past weekend, we marked the anniversary of the overturn of Roe. And what a phenomenal moment in our country's history to be on that side of this. But anyone who's really looking around and watching what's going on will know that we are not yet done. So one, abortion was not made illegal by the overturn of Roe. In fact, what happened with Roe is that the question of pro-life limitations was returned to the American people at the state and at the federal level. But two, and perhaps most importantly, abortion was not made unthinkable with the overturn of Roe. And so our loftiest goal is changing hearts and minds. We work to change laws too, and that's very important. Don't get me wrong, that's part of the process here, but the more important goal is changing hearts and minds. And we're in a country where there's tremendous confusion over the quote unquote right to abortion and whether that's good or not for a woman. And here's the spoiler alert, it's not. It's not good for women, it's not good for the babies, it's not good for our culture. And so we want to do everything possible to educate on the truth about the inherent dignity of the human person.
How do you change hearts and minds?
Well, one way that we do it at the March for Life is having a theme every year that reflects some sort of pressing need. So a number of times our theme has been related to pro-life is pro-woman, or life is empowering for women, or, you know, love saves lives, and then doing really kind of what I would describe as a deep dive educating about that, because the march being what we are and with the amount of media attention and social media attention that we get, we can be kind of a springboard for educating the movement. So I would say education. But the other thing, just like this is a fun little trick, I guess you could say, but when we engage on social media, we always do it with the hashtag Why We March. And in doing so, we're inviting people to share their stories. So really, the bottom line at the answer of your question is that there's not sort of one cookie cutter way of changing hearts and minds. But people sharing their stories and being willing to courageously engage friends in debate about this with graciousness, with love, and then praying and fasting, that is the most effective way. But leading with stories, those, you know, who've been involved in abortion, who haven't, you know, who've suffered the consequences of it, but on a positive side, those who've chosen life, those who've chosen adoption, some of us have stories with our families. So sharing those stories is a very powerful way to change hearts and minds.
You know, one thing that I've shared over the years with people on this very topic, and there's a lot of ways to do it, but one of them is very telling to me, that if a woman goes in for an abortion at a clinic, they don't show her the ultrasound. A few states it's required by law to do so, but they fight that. They don't want to show the ultrasound, which is life, to the mother, do they?
Right. What you're getting at there, Scott, is that science and technology is really on the side of life. And years ago, it was the case that the other side would argue that, you know, it's what's in a woman's uterus is a lifeless blob of tissue. But we know, because of advances in science and technology, that that's not the case, that at 6 weeks, that there is a heartbeat. And we know the different, you know, gestational stages where the baby is sucking his thumb, when the baby can feel pain, et cetera. And so you're absolutely right that those ultrasound laws, which have been passed in many states, are powerful. And we know that there's something like 80% of women choose life when they see or hear the ultrasound. And so sometimes we're erroneously accused of being anti-science or anti-technology, but nothing could be further from the truth. Being pro-life is pro-science.
More of our conversation with March for Life President Jeannie Mancini when we come back. We're going to talk a little bit about the theory, I guess, that the Roe versus Wade being overturned was a detriment to the pro-life cause politically in elections. We'll talk about that.
Ryan Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow, a massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All-season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All-season men's slippers, all-season women's slippers. There's all-season men's moccasin slippers and all-season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code SCOTT. Remember, that's an important part of this deal, promo code SCOTT, to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all-season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code SCOTT to get the deal. Promo code SCOTT to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Chat with Wayne Allen Root on RFK getting the stiff arm, I guess is the best thing I can call it, from the Democratic apparatus. So we'll talk with him a little bit about that. Do you have brain fog? Are you fatigued? And insomnia, health issues, diabetes, GERD, the reflux? Cirrusset can help. Cirrusset is a wellness company that helps its clients relax their brains to manage stress, restore hope, and achieve restful sleep. Relax, rebalance, reset. And that's the ticket on all of these issues you could be facing. Help you find the most efficient and natural way to manage stress and improve your daily well-being. All those things it helps. Also, behavioral problems, kids with attention and focusing problems can happen as well. States of depression, sadness. Cirrusset.com, that's C-E-R-E-S-E-T.com, Cirrusset.com, C-E-R-E-S-E-T.com. Or call them at 566-5231. They're on Brandt Drive, Fargo, 566-5231. Back with Jeannie Mancini, president of the March for Life. First of all, just kind of a state-by-state analysis of how we've done post-Roe. How much work is yet to be done? How many states have said, okay, Roe versus Wade is done and we're going to be a pro-life state, versus how many have said, we want abortions?
Remarkably, half of all of the states in the United States have laws that protect life. And of those, 18 protect life at conception. So it's remarkable when you consider this time last year, that was not the case. And I mean, really, until Roe was overturned, that wasn't even allowed. And so now half, a remarkable 25 of our country's states have passed pro-life protections. And like I said, the large majority of those are from conception. That's very, very exciting.
But the other 25 are the reason we pray in March, right?
Right, exactly. So we're talking there, you know, the Californias of the world, the New Yorks of the world, the Marylands, the Michigans, that have gone even farther in some cases than Roe. And in the case of California, are doing what we'd call abortion tourism, where they will pay with taxpayer dollars for women from out of state to travel there to receive an abortion. So we certainly have our work cut out for us. We also have some difficult ballot initiatives. We've had some losses on these ballot initiatives this past year, particularly in California and Michigan. We have another biggie coming up in November in Ohio. And, you know, it's like an all hands on deck kind of thing. We'll have our state march in Ohio a month in advance. But these ballot initiatives are expensive. They're very hard to message on because you don't have two candidates. And so we're working against them, and there's a lot of confusion over them.
Minnesota's right up there, too, isn't it? I think they did an abortion sanctuary state and have just abortion up to the time of birth, and it's just awful.
Yeah, so Minnesota is definitely not friendly towards life, and it's hard to keep up with all of the states right now with all the different things that are happening. But yes, that's right. I think it was a month or two ago where they passed a really bad law there, and the governor signed it and enacted it. So, and Bishop Barron came out against that very quickly and loudly. But, you know, listen, we've been doing this for over 50 years. We will continue to do this. And we've come so far. I mean, when we talk about, you know, what we're doing here, we're in it for the long game. And you consider other human rights abuses over our country's time. And you could even think of, like, racial discrimination. And it took 58 years from the time that Plessy v. Ferguson was handed down by the Supreme Court to when racial discrimination was ruled as being unconstitutional in Brown v. Board of Education. That was 58 years. And here, 50 years later, we've been able to overturn Roe v. Wade.
A few minutes left here, but I do want to ask you about the political impact of Roe versus Wade being overturned. The narrative is that because that happened, it benefits Democrats in races as it did in the midterms and as it will in the future. What do you say to that?
You know, what we saw in November is that when candidates were very clear on where they stood on this, and they also made very clear where their opponents stood on this, they won. They won quite handedly, like they with big margins. It's when the candidates kind of stuck their head in the sand and were very vague about where they stood on the issues that they lost. And so what I think is so important right now is pointing out that, sadly, because it wasn't always this case, that the Democrat Party has become very extreme on this issue, and they're out of touch with mainstream America in terms of where they stand on this. They are for abortion until birth, paid for by your tax dollars, and that is not popular with mainstream America. So it's very important that candidates can really, you know, set forth the truth on that.
What is going on in Congress right now with legislation on this?
Well, let's see. So especially last week in the face of the Dobbs anniversary, there was a lot in the sense of, you know, different introduction of this and that and the other in the anniversary of. But thanks be to God, we have not had like the Women's Health Protection Act passed on the Senate side, which would go way further than Roe. One of our biggest challenges right now is making sure that within the appropriations work that we continue to keep the riders that we typically are able to have, for example, the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits most taxpayer dollars for paying for most abortions. And right now with the Department of Defense bill, we're having all sorts of issues with funding of abortion. Senator Tuberville, Coach Tuberville, has been really heroic on that. It's a bit stymied. There was also last week, very sadly, a judicial nominee who's an activist on this. I mean, she's worked on the pro-abortion lobby side of this for many years, and she was confirmed last week as well on the Senate side. So lots happening. The Congress is out now for 2 weeks for the 4th of July holiday, but we certainly keep our eyes on that. And if you want to, if you're interested in staying up to date on everything happening there, check us out at March for Life Action, our sister organization, and we send out text alerts for your state, et cetera, when there are different legislative things happening.
MarchForLifeAction.org?
That's right. So
yeah,
our
fantastic.
T3, MarchForLife.org, check that out, and that's got all sorts of information about the national march or state marches, and then MarchForLifeAction.org is our legislative branch.
The work continues, and we're glad Jeannie Mancini and the team at March for Life are on the job, because as you can tell, there's a lot happening and a lot going on, and this battle's not over. Far from it. A lot to do. Thanks, Jeannie.
Thanks so much for having me.
Good to chat with you. 50th annual March for Life, 6 months away, and they continue, which is great news. Wayne Allen Root is going to join us next. You see him on Lendell TV, and best-selling conservative author, 16 books now. We're going to talk about RFK Jr.'s candidacy. Don't go away.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USA News update. The sentencing phase in the Tree of Life synagogue shooting trial is beginning in Pittsburgh on Monday. Robert Bowers was found guilty earlier this month on all 63 charges in the 2018 mass shooting at the Squirrel Hill synagogue that killed 11 worshipers. In the first part of the sentencing phase, a jury will consider aggravating circumstances to determine if the defendant is eligible for the death penalty. The cleanup is continuing today after a tornado touched down just south of Indianapolis, Indiana, on Sunday. One man describes to Fox News the fear of looking for any possible damage to his home.
When you walk out, you see the houses around you, you see the damage, and you don't want to look up. You're scared to look up because you're thinking, oh, no, what's happened to our house?
A sheriff in the area adding that several neighborhoods and homes have been damaged or destroyed. Tim Berg, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, rolling on a Monday edition, 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience awaits. Let me see what we got. Lasagna in Harwood. Meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham, two great choices in Valley City. West Main Avenue, West Fargo has beef tips and gravy. Can't have beef tips without gravy.
It's kind of a thing.
It's
yeah.
Just, you know. Chicken fettuccine is the other choice there. Spaghetti and garlic bread, 12th Avenue and I-29. NP Avenue, Sloppy Joe's. Beefy noodles in Glendon. Salisbury steak at 45th Street. I'd probably go for the spaghetti and garlic bread, but I'd be wearing it today, and I have a white shirt on. You know, don't you think I'd be wearing it? I know I would. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Our next guest is Wayne Allen Root. He's the host of the nationally syndicated Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Okay, we're trying to get Wayne on the phone here, so I won't give him a glowing introduction until he's on the other end of the phone and ready to chat with us on the program. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, exactly right. Here's a story I didn't get to earlier. I wanted to share. The state attorney general in New Jersey has filed civil rights complaints challenging parental notification policies that three New Jersey school boards adopted this week regarding transgender and non-binary students. Marks the second time in a month that the attorney general's office has sought relief from the courts to protect the rights of trans students. Listen to what he said. In New Jersey, we will not tolerate any action by schools that threaten the health and safety of our young people. Without question, the discriminatory policies passed by these boards of education, if allowed to go into effect, will harm our kids and pose a severe risk to their safety. How do they know this? Simply put, these policies violate our laws, and we will not relent in protecting our LGBTQ plus community, especially our children.
That's not your job.
So they
think that's not, it's a parent's job to do the protecting. You do the teaching. We'll do the protecting.
Right?
Stop with this. That is ridiculous.
Screamed at me when I read this article. Like, what? You're the protector now?
Yeah, no, not a chance. Not if you think that way, quit. Or you do something else, please.
And this jerk thinks he's protecting parents?
No.
I mean, he's protecting children from parents.
From their parents.
Yeah.
Because there's so many kids that they're so afraid to tell their parents things that they, you know, there's such a mass amount of people, the young, that need protecting. These, oh, man, I am so tired of this and sick and fed up with it.
By the way, the Fargo Public Schools took the same approach. Until they finally came around and decided, well, we better follow state law.
Yeah, right?
You know, I get a kick out of that. They actually talked to an attorney. I could have told them what the right thing to do was.
And, you know, if you came out, you know, I don't even know why it's a thing, Scott. It's like, haven't we always, if a child has got a problem or got some confusion
call
or some things, we sit down with mom and dad.
Right.
We get the counselor, we sit down with mom and dad, we talk to mom and dad. Maybe we don't sit down all together at first. We definitely let the parents know what's going on here. What happened to that? And if the parents don't agree now, you can just take the kid somewhere else and get some surgeries or whatever? No, you cannot. It's not your job to protect. It's your job to teach.
When this attorney general thinks he's the protector, not the parents, you really have to wonder what kind of world we live in.
Just clearly, if you've got, you know, a threat on your campus, then, yeah, you become a protector. But overall, just teach. That'd be great.
So somebody sent us a note suggesting that the student that was involved in this horrific attack by the Fargo Athletics trainer, Levi Tandy, is saying, well, the student was gay, too.
That is relevant.
Well, of course it's
minor.
Irrelevant. But my point is, well, what why do you say that? Well, I replied to the text saying, where'd you see that? He said, I didn't see it anywhere. It's assumed if the student didn't resist. Common sense tells you that. Oh, my gosh. That is the most ridiculous statement I've ever heard in my life. For one, what's this kid supposed to do?
I know.
It's a trainer sucking on his chest. You know, you're like, what? What? You know, how would you react?
Oh, you wouldn't want to know how I'd react. That would be...
But this is a kid. This is a child. This is, you know, a person in a position of authority that's doing that. That's just disgusting to say.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Bad news.
Yep. Always has been.
Inappropriate
be.
Comment. Male teachers who are found guilty of any sexual contact... This is from a listener. By text. Male teachers who are found guilty of any sexual contact or even trying to solicit sexual contact should have a carrot peeler taken to their carrot.
Uh-huh. That's a good start.
We have to assume what part of the anatomy he's referring to as the carrot. Texter says, well, maybe we need to behave like some other countries when it comes to real justice. Isn't that what the left likes to use as a talking point a lot on other things, like gun control?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we need stricter penalties, longer jail time, cash, I don't care what. Throw the book at them. Throw the book at them. I cannot go with... carrot peeler to the carrot. I can't go there. Somebody else has suggested the carrot be cut off. Because this is America, and we do things differently in America. But I do want much stronger penalties. Much, much stronger. We got to make this so, like, okay, not only you lose your job, you're bankrupt, and you're in jail for X amount of whatever. Am I soft by saying that's what I want for a stricter penalty, not the carrot to be peeled?
No, I don't think that's... Well, I mean, the carrot peel, the cutoff, none of that's going to... I mean, that's what we manifest. In a world where we like the pedophiles taken care of that way, yeah. But for the most part, I would like them jailed immediately. I would like the jail terms to be long and hard and disgusting and, you know,
right.
All of it. If not the death penalty for these freaks, because I've had it with them. I think we all have. We're done with this.
By the way...
It just seems to be getting them normalized, and it's okay now. And, oh, now they're a minor attracted person. He's not a pedophile. Shut up.
The treatment that awaits in prison is not good for a sex offender.
Great.
Not good.
Yeah, make sure they go into Gen Pop. Make sure that that's where they end up, because then that'll just take care of itself. That'd be great.
See what Kevin did there? He used a little jail term, Gen Pop.
I watch enough prison drama. I know what it's called. I'm watching Mayor of Kingstown. That's all they talk about. Put them in Gen Pop. They'll take care of them.
Texter says, if Trump doesn't get assassinated before the election, the deep state and Biden administration will try to assassinate him if he's elected. They are that wicked and evil. Thank God the flag is not woke. God bless the flag.
Right back at you.
Doing our part. doing our part. Let's see. Here's another number. Joe Biden has a unique way of saying the quiet things we are not to hear. Obama will eye roll. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yep.
The clip he played earlier of Biden saying, quote, "We just have to demonstrate that he will not take power," referring to Trump.
Uh-huh.
Woke CNN reporter, of course, asked, the entire genesis of that G7 conversation was tied to your predecessor.
Well done.
Who's about to launch another campaign.
That's very exciting.
How do you reassure them, these foreign leaders, like we give a rip, that if that is the reason for the questioning that the former president will not return, that his political movement, which is still very strong, will take power in the United States? He's afraid of you MAGA, folks.
Listen,
a reporter from CNN asked.
What they need to realize is that this is not Donald. Yeah, he was the first one that really put it in the light, but the policies and the things that Trump fixed and wants to fix and still talks about are real problems that we've had long before him that the cabal in D.C. wants nothing to do with fixing any of it, because then we wouldn't need them for if they solved problems and actually got things done. So it's not, that's why it resonates. It doesn't matter who's saying it. If Trump's not in the race, they'll be saying exactly the same thing, because that's the winner. That's the winning message.
Listen to Joe Biden, President of the United States, talking about his predecessor.
The loser message.
We are going to accept decisions made by the court, by the Congress, by the government, etc.
You are?
The genesis of that G7 conversation was tied to your predecessor, who is about to launch another campaign. So how do you reassure them, if that is the reason for their questioning, that the former president will not return, or that his political movement, which is still very strong?
What a stupid question.
It's not his political movement, you idiot. That's the American Dream movement.
But
it's the freedom movement.
But this nitwit from CNN is saying to Biden, how do you reassure these foreign leaders that Trump won't come back? Biden should answer, that's why we have elections.
Yeah.
I can't reassure them anything.
Exactly.
Can't reassure them anything. Listen to what he says.
Will not once again take power in the United States.
Well, we just have to demonstrate that he will not take power.
Oh, my gosh!
What does that entail? What does that mean? To demonstrate that he will not take power? What does that mean? And fix the elections? What do you got going on? What's up there, Joe?
This is the quiet part out loud.
Yeah?
This is when the dunce Biden, you know, Biden is like... Seriously, why did he say this? He's in a room somewhere going, you idiot! He wants to get that apparatus with those two guys that talk in the ear of somebody.
Yeah.
And then the person says it.
Yep.
Who are those guys? Do you know the names I'm talking about? They're like, it's a skit. You see on YouTube.
Oh, the Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
That's what Obama needs for Biden.
Oh, radio guy. We used to do that all the time with a thing on a... Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what to say to her. Just, all the time.
He needs to...
That's what he's got going on.
Hook him up.
I think he's hooked up already.
Unbelievable.
I think he gets confused when whoever's in his ear tells him something a little different.
Texter says, these schools claim they are protecting the confused trans children when, in fact, they are now focusing... the attention on them. That right there puts a target on their back.
Great point.
Another says, explain the differences between rape and sexual abuse on a minor. Well, we'll tackle that next.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground. This can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with the full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Seen the skyline of New York City, fireflies in Tennessee. Sipped a little shine from a paper sack that'll knock the horns off a Cadillac. I must have sat on a dozen islands, watched the sun sink into the sea. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt and hat, but my favorite place to be is here and now. Nowhere else in this world.
Is that Kenny Chesney?
It is.
Good to be. He's awesome. Ain't no better. 11 before the top of the hour, let me tell you about Mike Lindell's all-new product, My Coffee. My Coffee. That's right. If you're, you know, once in a while you just sort of get tired of coffee, same old, and you want to reboot, try this. You'd love it. Starts with the beans. They're grown in Honduras, where the climate is perfect for growing conditions to produce the best beans ever. Every single batch is tested to make sure it meets the very toughest industry standards, and all of the production is done right here in the USA. You can order ground whole bean or single-serve coffee pods, certified organic and non-GMO. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee delivered monthly right to your front door. So go to mystore.com, mystore.com. If you haven't been there lately, there's a lot of great products that come from entrepreneurs, small business folks. Mike helps them out by putting that platform, mystore.com, up there. So mystore.com, use the promo code SCOTT or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. You'll save 50% on your My Coffee subscription. Wayne Allen Root is AWOL. Scheduled to join us. We'll have to reschedule that. Because he was going to talk about RFK Jr., maybe, Kevin, you could give us your theories on what's going to happen to RFK Jr. in the Democratic primary debate.
I think that by the time he gets up and really, I mean, he's rocking already, because Biden's not going to be the guy. So we're going to have to go through a whole, I mean, there'll be more. I think that Gavin Newsom will be in there. I mean, go down the list of, I mean, Tim Walz could get in there for all we know. There's still enough time that, you know, as they finish throwing Joe under the bus.
Tim Walz.
I mean, think about it. He was just in D.C. telling them how they get things done in Minnesota.
Couldn't be elected dog catcher outside of Minnesota. My goodness.
No, it's Gavin. It's Newsom. He will be the guy. Write it down. If I'm wrong, lunch on me.
By the way, RFK Jr. is suffering through a blackout on mainstream media.
Oh, yeah.
They're just...
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Well, their guy's Biden.
No threats to our guy.
Joe's running, and he says he's running, and when Joe says something, you know, he's clear, and he means it, and you know that he's going to do it. And he's
rapidly rising.
And sharp as a tack.
The DNC said, no debates. We're not debating. No debating.
Would you debate? If you had no points, if you had nothing, if you had no substance to your topics, would you debate? I wouldn't get anywhere near debates. No, I'm not debating you. I'm not right on anything. I'm just going to be over here telling you how good we are and how great job we're doing.
Unbelievable.
That's the thing.
State media, folks. Worse than Russia. All right, listener wanted us to explain the differences between rape and sexual abuse. Actually, rape is a form of sexual abuse. That'd be the best way to tell you that.
Yeah.
Texter says, let's not forget in the FM area where we've had two female sex offenders in the school system in the last 3 years, they should never be allowed to teach again. Couldn't agree with you more. This is what I'm talking about. The penalties have to be severe. I mean, jail time and you're forever labeled a sex offender.
Yeah, you're done.
Of course. Can't be a registered sex offender and teach, I'm trying to say. So, thanks for all the notes. There was one thing I was trying to get in that I hadn't got a chance to get in yet. What was it? I could play you Joe Biden one more time. Just let that sink in. We just have to demonstrate that he, Donald Trump, will not take power. Well, I know the story I was going to tell you about. Bud Light, I mentioned this briefly, but I can't even believe this. Bud Light's year-over-year sales numbers have continued to drop in June, 3 months after the controversy began over its partnership with a transgender influencer. Again, one can was made up. One person made the decision without authority to anybody else, and they sent that person a can. There is no partnership. There never was a partnership.
Perception is reality, though, man.
Bud Light sales dropped 26.8% from the prior year for the week ending June 10th. It's still happening. They're down like a quarter of their sales 3 months after this. Why is that happening? It's over.
Well, you know, people move on pretty quick.
I got my Camel cans cooled. Bud Light cooled Camel cans waiting for my next trip to the lake.
The missus enjoys the Busch Latte, and Busch Light is, that's Anheuser-Busch.
Yes,
it
is.
They have the corn cans now, where 25 cents from every can is going to Farm Rescue.
And
I'm sorry, I have no problem with that.
That's fine.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I applaud that.
Go back to Bud Light, folks. It's time to be done
with
this. Do
more of that.
Yeah, just, you know, I know we're mad, but Bud Light is not a woke company. Anheuser-Busch is not a woke company. Anyway, that's it for today. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA, Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.